Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Bridget Butler with Health Plus. March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and it's recommended that everyone over the age of 50 get screened for colorectal cancer. Colon cancer is one of the most treatable forms of cancer when it's found early. Today's topic, the colonoscopy, is the most common screening test for colorectal cancer. With me today is Allie Bell, Clinical Research Coordinator at Health and Wellness. Allie, like myself, has recently undergone her first colonoscopy, and she's here today to share her experience of how her colonoscopy was, well, not that bad. Welcome, Allie.
Hi.
Hi. So, Allie, you recently had your very first colonoscopy.
I did.
Okay.
I have a family history, so I had to have it a little bit early. So I wasn't quite expecting to have to do it, so family, thanks.
Okay. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Yes.
Okay. So it was recommended that you do it a little bit earlier than 50.
Mm-hmm.
So when you heard that it was recommended for you to go ahead and do a colonoscopy, did you have any ideas about colonoscopies? Had you heard stories? Was it something that you thought had ever thought about before? Did you have any concerns?
I didn't want to do it. So it took some coaxing, and I had to put on my adult pants and just go for it, because that's what we have to do. We have to take care of ourselves. Given the semantics of what occurs and what you're going to do and how you have to prepare for it, it just didn't sound like the most fun time. It sounded like it could be potentially unpleasant. It just sounded like it would maybe not hurt, but be terribly uncomfortable.
Right. Okay. I see exactly what you're saying. And having had my first one recently, my fear was more around the prep for the colonoscopy procedure. By prep, I mean the preparations that you do to prepare your body to actually undergo the colonoscopy. I had heard that some of it was kind of unpleasant, so I had some concerns myself. Now, having heard some of the concerns, what was your overall experience looking back?
Well, I will start with the prep nurse that was here at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, who gave me a call. And she gave me a very good sense of what to expect. And she actually went over some detailed instructions and had some very practical tips, which the particular medicine that I was prescribed, she knew it was safe to put some crystallite flavoring in it, and that will help with the flavor. Also, if it's very, very cold, this helps. And so when she was talking about it, it eased my mind. She also recommended that you can get some Desitin or some triple paste if you are having some need for it. My first reaction was, is it going to be that? What is going to happen that I'm going to need this? So she said, no, it's not that bad. It's just in case. And you can actually, you know, treat yourself before you're having any problems.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that it is important to talk about procedures like this,
because sure,
sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable when you have a procedure that where the GI tract is involved, and you have to prepare the GI tract for the procedure.
Right. So I got my supplies, my prescription, and I picked that up. So my thought was that I was going to have stomach cramps. That was what I expected, was to all of a sudden feel some pain and then need to go. However, it was not more than a mild pressure that told me it was time to take care of it. The next day, I went to my procedure, and that was the easiest part. You are given the medication, you go to sleep and you wake up and everything's all done. No, I thought maybe I would be sore. I wasn't sure, you know, how that procedure would go, given the semantics. And I felt just fine and was ready to have a big meal in about an hour or two afterwards. So it wasn't that bad. It really wasn't.
Good. Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad that was your experience. And I have to say, it was my experience as well. And how was the experience of getting the appointment? Did you have to wait an extended period of time to make the appointment, or did it happen in a reasonable amount of time?
It did happen in a reasonable amount of time. My doctor made the referral, and I was able to get an appointment the very next month. So it was within a few weeks of my doctor referring me.
Oh, that's great. Good. And it sounds like you received some really good instruction on the phone from
I
the
did.
Nurse.
I did. Yeah. I did. That's a really, we have a really great department here.
Yes, and I happen to have my procedure in the same place that you did, which was the endoscopy clinic at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
Yes, and they were wonderful. And like you, I was definitely put far more at ease after speaking with a nurse on the phone. They gave really detailed instructions, and they also explained how the prep is actually a little easier than it used to be. And then they gave me some really good advice, like they gave you too, about the crystal light. I used the lemonade, and it actually
I used orange.
Okay. It tasted just fine to me. But I did add a lot of ice.
It was salty. It was a little salty. I had a straw so that I just kind of powered through. But, you know, for good health, it's important.
Definitely worth it. So you mentioned that shortly after you were fully recovered, you were definitely ready for a meal. How was the experience of not eating for a little while before the procedure? There's a period of time where they want you to just stick to a clear liquid diet. And so certainly during that time, one can get hungry.
Not fun at all. You know, nobody likes to have those hunger pains, but you know, it wasn't horrible. It's only 24 hours.
Exactly. And I did find that I had the hunger pains also, but mine kind of came in waves. So if I wait a few minutes, I won't feel hungry. Well, it sounds like you have already mentioned a few things that would be helpful for people to know about the colonoscopy and about prepping for the colonoscopy. Is there any additional advice that you might pass on to those who are either of the age to be screened or have been told that it's time to make an appointment for a colonoscopy?
I would tell them that there's no part of it that really hurts. And that was my thing. I thought that maybe there would be some stomach cramping or some soreness or something like that. But I never heard that was going to happen. But like I said earlier, the semantics of what is actually going to occur kind of made me feel that that's what would be. So that would be a myth that I would dispel.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with
us.
Sure,
no problem.
And helping us understand a little bit better about what the experience is to both plan for and actually undergo a colonoscopy, and that the experience was much better than you thought it would be.
Not so bad. Not so bad at all.
Thanks for listening. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us page on our website at www.vumc.org/health-wellness.